Well, good Friday morning, everyone. It is the 31st of July, and my title today is Understanding Our True and Complete Forgiveness. One of the struggles many believers who are addicted to porn and sex have is to really understand what the Bible teaches us about the forgiveness of our sins. When we first became born again, we rejoiced in knowing that our Father has forgiven our sins because the penalty for our sins has been completely paid through the death of Jesus, and the shedding of his blood has made atonement for all of our sins. Now, this happened for me when I was 19 years old, sometime in September of 1972. I was a typical sophomore in college, full of myself and pretending to be much more than I really was. I was a star on the varsity lacrosse team my freshman year and was the highest scoring midfielder that year. And man, I really thought I was something special. However, during the summer before my sophomore year, I ruptured a disc in my back by falling off a roof of a two-story split-level house while I was working construction for the summer. The year that I was hoping to have as a sophomore was slipping away from my reality because I found myself in tremendous pain every day, surviving going to class by using a lot of ibuprofen and lying on my bed on a heating pad. However, someone shared the gospel with me, and one night I asked for forgiveness and I trusted Christ to be my Savior. And when I did that, something very powerful happened, not with the pain in my back, but to the pain in my heart. I felt waves of forgiveness pouring over me, and I felt like I went from a place of fearful darkness into a place of glorious light, and I was in the presence of the Lord, experiencing His cleansing me of all my sins. Now, that was totally unexpected. I mean, I knew I was a sinner, and my sins were separating me from God. Over a year before then, my girlfriend had an abortion, and our relationship died that summer, which left me feeling terribly rejected and guilty. And I'm sure she felt the same. But when I gave myself and my life to Jesus, it was literally like He was washing me clean from all my sins, and I felt incredibly good. I literally felt like I was completely clean, and I was filled with this sense of joy and peace. However, years later, after graduating from seminary in 1979, getting married to an incredible woman, having four children, and being successful in ministry, I slowly began to slide back into sexual sin with porn and masturbation. The longer I strayed, the further I felt I needed to go, and I ended up committing adultery and having affairs over an 8-year period. By the grace of God, my sexually sinful life finally was exposed. I was completely broken, believing that I would lose everything. I thought my wife should divorce me, my kids should abandon me out of hate for the things that I did and for being a complete phony for 8 years. And so I lay there crushed under the weight of my sinfulness. Out of desperation, I threw myself completely on the mercies and grace of God my Father. On my knees, many times. I told him, do whatever you want to me. I'm not going to try and put the pieces of my life back together again. I was not going to make excuses and lie about my sins. I would reveal to my wife everything I had done and let God do whatever he wanted to do with my life, my marriage, and my family. I knew that if I tried to put the pieces back together again, it would all fall apart again. I could not begin to rebuild my life because when my life was under my control, everything became a disaster, and everyone around me was wounded and bleeding out. All I could do was throw myself on the mercies and grace of God and allow him to help me one day, even 1 hour at a time. And the very first thing that God impressed upon me in my darkness and brokenness was that all of my sins were forgiven. Not just all of my past sins, but even all of my present sins and even all of my future sins. All the sins of my entire life have been washed away by Jesus, shedding his blood on the cross, paying the penalty for all of my sins, and also for all of the sins of all of the world. So I began to scour the Bible to see exactly what it taught about the forgiveness of my sins. And I learned that all my sins, past, present, and future sins, are all completely paid for and were paid for on the cross. And when I accepted Jesus as my Savior, all of the sins of all of my life were completely and forever forgiven. For example, in Hebrews 10, I read, quote, but he, Jesus, having offered one sacrifice for sins of all time, sat down at the right hand of God. For by one offering, he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. This is the covenant that I will make with them. After those days, says the Lord, I'll put my laws upon their heart, and on their mind I will write them. And then he says, and their sins and lawless deeds I will remember no more. Listen, my friends, this is truly what the Bible teaches about the forgiveness of all of our sins. Jesus, by his one sacrifice of his holy life, has shed his sinless blood so that all of our sins can be completely forgiven. He has removed us from our sins as far as the east is from the west. And listen to what it says in Colossians 2. Quote, when you were dead in your transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive together with him. Now listen carefully. Having forgiven us all our transgressions, having canceled out the certificate of debt, consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile to us, he's taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. What did he nail to the cross? The certificate of all of our debts, all of our sins have been forgiven because that list of debts has been nailed to the cross. So would you join me in stop believing the lies that you need to be begging God for more forgiveness for your sexual sins? They are already completely paid for. You have been washed clean, and God has taken the certificate of the debt of all of your sins and nailed it to the cross. Now, don't use this as an excuse to keep sinning. That's ridiculous. Stop believing these lies And instead of begging God for the forgiveness he's already given you, why not start each day by thanking him for the forgiveness that you already have? This is John Doyle with 180 Podcasts. God bless you, my friends. Enjoy the forgiveness of God and walk filled with the Spirit, having put on the full armor of God and living the life that God has for you today. God bless you. Take care. And we'll talk again tomorrow. Goodbye.